chiamo a relazionare Mateja Kos, Senior Curator National Museum of Slovenia, che ci parlerà delle innovazioni dello stile e nelle tecnologie, in particolare la fabbrica delle ceramiche dei fratelli Schutz e Liberty. Quindi ritorniamo in Europa, abbiamo lasciato l'Estremo Oriente e torniamo a parlare del Liberty, dell'Art Nouveau in Europa. A lei la parola, grazie.
Grazie. I am in fact not Mateja Kos, but Breda Mihelić, but I was asked to read the paper written by my colleague Mateja Kos, who is working for the National Museum of Ljubljana, of Slovenia. No, the paper is talking about the Brothers Schütz ceramic factory in Liboje near Celje and its connection to Art Nouveau ceramics. So in the second half of the 19th century, the decorative structures derived from historical styles were very popular in today's Slovenia. They still dominated in the last decade of the century, even if at that time in other countries Art Nouveau features prevailed. At the end of the 19th century, Art Nouveau elements very slowly started to infiltrate existent forms and ornaments of arts and crafts in today's Slovenia. The progress did not reach all the fields. For instance, it nearly totally avoided glass industry and was underdeveloped in metalworking. A different example in Slovenian leading ceramics factory, the Brothers Schütz ceramics factory in Liboje near Celje. The most important ceramics factory in Slovenia, imported also in the scope of Austro-Hungarian Empire, was established in 1870 by Schütz family, namely by Ludwig Richard Schütz and his father Karl Schütz, as a branch of the Schütz ceramics factory in Olomouc near Blansko in Moravia. Now it is Czech Republic. Ludwig Schütz was very much interested in improving the quality of the products. In order to achieve the best results, he established tight connections with Austrian Museum for Art and Industry and its arts and crafts school as early as in 1870s. The teachers and professors at the school and museum curators were also the designers, and some of them actually painted the Schütz semi-products. In 1876, at the Austrian Museum's Christmas exhibition, the Schütz ceramics received great attention and praise. The design for the object exposed were made by professors Josef Stork and Ludwig Sturm. The museum's deputy director, Jakob von Falke, stressed in his report on the exhibition that Schütz ceramics is well worth every praise, being the same quality as the best ceramics artifacts in history. Afterwards, 16 objects were decorated by the professors of the Arts and Crafts School in Vienna. The decoration based on Slavic, mainly Moravian, folk flower and fruit motifs. The artifacts were painted by brush on opaque black glaze. The success was probably the main reason for the donation of this object to the Victoria and Albert Museum in London by Austrian Archduke Ranier in 1876. The donation was highly recommended by George Wallis, Victoria and Albert Museum's curator and connoisseur. They are still in Victoria and Albert Museum her ceramics collection. One of the important designers for Schütz was August Kühne. In 1877, he was an assistant at the sculpture department of the Applied Arts School in Vienna. He became the head of design department in the same year. In 1884, he became full professor. Besides Kühne, August Mitek and Bruno Emel, the latter was the teacher at the ceramic school in Znojmo today, were also working with the models. Josef Bauer, a graduate from the Academy of Fine Arts in Vienna, was appointed painter at the Schütz factory. He also worked at Austrian Museum for Arts and Industries Laboratory and was teaching at the Arts and Crafts School in Zagreb. He owned a private school for ceramics painting. He was, by Jakob von Falke's opinion, the best ceramics painter in Austria. In 1890, the only owner of Liboje factory became Ludwig Schütz. As chemist by profession, he was very eager to include the newest technological inventions to the production. Thus, he managed to even improve the quality of products. In the catalog, there are around 400 items being produced at that time. Among them, the catch pots, decorative wall plates, pitchers, and others are the most significant. Besides colored, also ivory glaze became fashionable. Besides colored and ivory glazes, they used the new technique developed at the chemical and technical testing laboratory of the Austrian Museum by Franz Kosch, the head of the laboratory. He was the last chemist of the Vienna Imperial Porcelain Factory, which was closed in 1864. In the same year, he became head of chemical and technical testing laboratory at the Austrian Museum. In 1871, he promoted his own invention, namely the usage of lithographic gold and email print on porcelain, creamware, glass, and email. He also experimented with special ceramic colors named after him, the Kosch colors. He developed the enamels, the so-called pat email, in 1876, and the year after that, the first series of Majolica colors. Unlike the ordinary ceramics colors that were powdered, Kosch colors were distributed in tubes ready for use. The technique was the same as in oil painting, namely in past application. The Schütz factory had a license for production of Kosch Majolica colors and also the enamels. The inventor tested them to merchandise and approved the quality himself. The colors were shipped to all ceramic departments of the Austrian Art and Craft School. In 1883, the factory featured its own painting atelier. The production program comprised, besides table vessels, also jardiniere, decorative plaques, flower pot stands, and special assets as chairs, for instance. At the Industrial and Crafts Exhibition all over Austro-Hungarian Empire, there were awarded prizes for quality and design. They were also prized at many international exhibitions, for instance, at Vienna World Fair in 1873. The Schütz ceramics from the last third of the 19th century shows typical forms and decoration characteristic for historicism. The designers included Italian Renaissance motifs based on Della Robbia family Majolica, German 16th century stoneware, Arabic and Chinese ornaments. Most of all, they combined Baroque and Rococo elements into new decorative structures. The relief-shaped artifacts were painted with bright colored glazes. The Art Nouveau style of decoration was not as popular as historical features. There are some Art Nouveau shaped vessels, especially vases elongated with floral ornaments, but by far not so many as one expected in comparison with other ceramics and porcelain factories in Austro-Hungary. Besides them, decorative plates were painted with flowers. Also desert services with stamped bowl or plate, and desert plates were among Schütz Art Nouveau products. The most popular floral ornaments were water lilies, poppies, thistles, cyclamens, and sunflowers. They were combined and formed in a new, different way with complicated interweaving lines. The technique of decoration was the same as before. The most of the vessels were formed in relief mold and after drying painted with coarse colored glazes. The colors are vivid, very bright, but also monochrome or very light colored objects exist. Nevertheless, the total amount of artifacts in Art Nouveau style was relatively small. They are very important for Slovenian ceramic production. Schütz Ceramics Factory was well known for technical innovations and for development of decorative structures. In Slovenia, it was also the first to start using the new Art Nouveau floral ornaments and the new decorative techniques, thus significantly changing its production program. Because of that, this is a good example of the illustration of production, creativity, and implementation of ornamental elements from nature in Slovenia. Thank you. This is the National Museum of Ljubljana.